Settlemaine Power's proposal to run a high-voltage transmission line 141 miles through western Maine has become a flashpoint in the state. Big issues are in play, from global climate change to New England's energy landscape to the region's outdoor economy. And big money is also at stake. Central Maine Power says if the billion-dollar project is approved, Mainers will benefit from lower electricity bills, new jobs, and a buffet of other incentives. But some stakeholders would suffer financial losses. In this first story in our series, Power Struggle in the Maine Woods, Fred Bever reports on likely winners and losers.
Here on the back lot of a biomass energy plant in Stratton, a bulldozer as big as the local post office pushes around freight loads of wood pulp and wood chips, piled as much as 30 feet high.
The hardwood bark is a lot easier to process and handle than softwood bark. Softwood bark's long and stringy and tends to be really wet. But we take it all. We take it all and we process it all.
Mark Thibodeau is plant manager for ReEnergy Holdings. He says on a super cold day such as this one, New England's demand for electricity is high, and the plant burns enough wood to power some 40,000 homes.
Throughout a year, on average, it's about 1.5 tons per megawatt.
As few as 3 people can operate the plant, but it employs 28 full-timers, plus contracts with some 200 loggers, truckers, and other workers in an operations and supply chain that weaves in and around the area's forests for 50 miles around. It could all be put at risk, Thibodeau says, by the CMP project, which would bring hydroelectricity from government-owned dams in Quebec through Maine into the regional power grid. That big slug of energy, enough to serve 1 million homes in Massachusetts, could crowd out biomass and other local energy sources, he says.
And with 1,200 megawatts essentially backing up the pipes, if you will, it's going to be really difficult for any generator in the state of Maine.
And because of the way the region's complex energy markets work, when Massachusetts pays for a major influx of renewable energy, there would be downward pressure on electricity prices in the rest of New England. Some days, it could drive prices below what it costs some plants to make electricity. If that happens often enough, it could force some already struggling generators, including Maine's biomass plants, to ramp down or even close.
Artificial price suppression ultimately erodes the market.
John Flummerfelt is a spokesman for the Calpine Corporation's natural gas-fired power plant in Westbrook. It employs about 30 people and produces enough electricity for 500,000 homes. Flummerfelt acknowledges that energy generation is a competitive marketplace. The problem, he says, is that Massachusetts and Quebec are tilting the playing field.
Imagine if you were a business in Maine and an out-of-state or even out-of-country government wanted to come in and build a big subsidized project that was going to not allow you to compete. It's competition, but it's unfair competition.
Some of the state's largest energy users, though, are focused on the savings they would get thanks to the project's price suppression effects.
The grid exists for consumers, not for generators.
Tony Buxton represents a group of large energy users, such as mills and chipmakers. He notes that CMP would provide an additional $140 million in rate subsidies to Maine. Overall, he calculates, the average homeowner would save about $1.50 a month. Some opponents peg the savings at far less than that. But Buxton says for some energy-intensive manufacturers, the savings could be key to stabilizing a wobbly bottom line and saving jobs.
For example, we lost Madison Paper, 200 superb jobs in, you know, northern central Maine, precisely because of the cost of energy and the lack of reliability to our system.
CMP says 1,700 direct jobs would be created over the duration of the construction period. But more compelling for a lot of the communities along the route, the new infrastructure they could tax. CMP says that over time, that would be worth about $18 million a year in new revenues. That's what won the support of officials in Jay, another struggling mill town.
I think in the last 6 years, maybe, our tax rate has gone up like 45%.
Shiloh Lafreniere is Jay's town manager. She says the CMP project would bring in almost $500,000 a year in new revenue, which could lower local property taxes. For a home worth $125,000?
If it had been in play this year, it would have been about a $100 reduction on their tax bill.
Some opponents say CMP has a history of overstating property tax benefits for its projects. That's a complaint that CMP denies. It's just one of many disputes over the financial facts that regulators in the state's Public Utilities Commission are trying to parse as they determine whether, in the end, the project's benefits to Maine would outweigh its costs. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
One other big cost opponent say the project would bring a lasting scar on Maine's North Woods. Tomorrow, we'll look at how the project might harm the North Woods environment and economy, and why some believe it may be justified by a potential reduction in greenhouse gases.